Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
The best days of Nebraska Family Alliance are still ahead. This week, I have been talking with Karen Bowling. Karen, a new chapter is beginning for me, and a new chapter is beginning for you as well, because you, as of September 1, will become the new executive director of Nebraska Family Alliance. We have talked about how the board did their search, and as a staff at Nebraska Family Alliance, you just met together to look at the strategic plan coming up for 2017. What do you see on the horizon?
With humility and knocking knees, I have answered the call. In my heart, that's the best place to be. It puts you in a place of desperation for God. That's a good thing. So in our strategic plan, we looked at 2017 and what would God require of us? And what's He inviting us to? Where are there opportunities that He wants us to make a difference on? And we looked at primary things such as policy, things that we will be looking at regarding pro-life, and we're excited and we'll be talking about those more in the months to come, but also in the area of education. How can we empower students and educators on their personal God-given First Amendment rights? Second is prayer. Mobilizing prayer has been a passion of mine. It's been a passion of our organization. The end of September, leading to Election Day, we're going to do a 40-day call to prayer, praying together as a state for God's will to be done in this election.
There'll be a voter guide coming out, and really, I am confident, Karen, that the best days of Nebraska Family Alliance are still ahead.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.